But Steve Rochich and the Fremantle Footy Club got their man Jesse Hogan in the end, and he joins us on the line. Welcome to you, Steve.
Good afternoon, Dwayne and Jared. Pleasingly, we got a bit more than Jesse too.
Yeah, you did. You got Rory Lobb, which is going to be a really good pickup for you as well. So all of a sudden, you kind of got exactly what you were after in the end, even if you had to hold out till late.
Oh, look, we went in with a plan for this trade period, as I'm sure all clubs do, and to end up with the situation where we've got Rhys Conquerin as a free agent, yep. Jesse Hogan as a key forward, Rory Lobb, as a forward ruck and an accomplished one, plus, importantly, maintaining our position in the draft. We've still got an eye to the future with a first-round pick, a second-round pick, a third and fourth-round pick for this year's draft, which we didn't have prior to the trade period. So, notwithstanding we've lost a fine young man and great player in Lachie Neale, we think we've made the most of that opportunity.
It's a very much a bittersweet result for mine, if you like, Steve, because Lachie Neale has been one of the very fine players that Fremantle has produced on their own, and the fact that he's walked out really was a slight on the direction of the club.
I'm not sure about that, Jared. He certainly hasn't walked out. He would have been happy to stay at our footy club, and that's Lachie made that clear to us personally, and myself and Ross Lyon and Peter Bell, our new GM of football. But he had an opportunity at Brisbane, which was a significant one, and we had a view that that wouldn't happen unless an opportunity came about that met our needs, and that's the way it played out.
But you would have given him that same financial opportunity at Frio to keep him, surely. You've had that discussion with him.
Certainly a significant one.
Yeah.
He's got a significant deal in amount and tenure. We've been able to bring that to bear now and secure some players which we think can help us going forward. And not only that, but also the draft picks going forward, which is, in my mind, equally important.
Jesse Hogan, you had a meeting with him. You sat him down. What did you glean from that? Were you at all concerned about his absolute want, as has been reported in some papers, as to whether or not he wanted to come to Fremantle, or has he convinced you that you're the one and only love of his life?
Well, in terms of it certainly wasn't a bluff position last week that we thought that we weren't going to get an arrangement that met our needs either with both of Melbourne and with Jesse's management. But pleasingly, Jesse fought hard to say he wanted to get to WA and he wanted to get to Fremantle. Mm-hmm. And we gave him the opportunity to meet with us again on the Sunday. And he met with his management, with myself, Ross Lyon and Peter Bell. And we all walked away from that meeting after that and having a good chat amongst ourselves and saying, we should be getting Jesse Hogan to our football club, and we're pleased that that's transpired today.
So is it an 8-year deal, as has been reported?
If you look at our website, I think we've been quite specific. It's a 3-year deal that we've struck. So I'm not sure. I think there were some early reports last week that it was an 8-year deal on the table, and that may have been the case, but we're very positive about initially the first 3-year deal that he have at the Fremantle Dockers.
So you did offer him 8, is that what you're saying, and it's now 3?
No, we didn't. That's not true. Originally, his management suggested a term of 5 to 8 years.
Right.
And somehow that's made its way to the media, certainly not from us. We're pleased that we've struck, as I said, a 3-year deal, which is hopefully the first deal of a few for Jesse Hogan at the Fremantle Football Club.
1 hour and 58 minutes left in the trade period. Any chance you might be able to talk Tim Kelly into coming to your club rather than only considering the West Coast Eagles? Any chance you might be able to talk the Cats into handing him to you?
We've certainly been in there punching. We've got pick 14 in the draft, and that's probably not enough to meet Geelong's wishes at this stage for this year. So we'll continue to monitor Tim and that situation, and if it transpires he stays at Geelong, then we won't die wondering next year.
So what about this year, though? You're not going to worry about the next 2 hours? It's not a chance in the next 2 hours to happen?
The most likely situation with our discussions with Geelong you know, as late as today, is that he'll either be a Geelong player or a West Coast player. So if he remains a Geelong player for this season and therefore out of contract at the end of 2019, as I said, we won't die wondering to continue to investigate that.
Would you be prepared to throw 14 and your first round pick of next year at Geelong to basically just get them on board, if even if you can't get Kelly on board?
That's not likely to happen in the next hour and a half. And in fact, as I said before, looking at our draft hand, which is equally, you know, vitally important to continue the growth and development of our list, we're really happy to have 14, 31, 43 and 65 to go to the draft and see what else we can unearth to add to what we've done with Conker, Hogan and Lobb. And who knows, Jared, we might get another deal done in the next hour. So we've had a plan to potentially use a late draft pick on a prospective player that we've put a bit of work into over the season and in detail over the last couple of weeks. So if a few things go away with other clubs, something might also fall away in the next hour or two.
Okay, well, you're leaving us full of intrigue on that one. But let me ask you this. You've gone down the development role. You said you were going to go to the draft, and clearly you can't go all draft, and you've picked up a couple of senior forwards. What's your expectation? When do you need to make the finals to justify, I guess, the revolution and the rebuilding process that you've elected and given Ross Lyon a 5-year contract to implement?
Well, it was an additional 3 years to get it out to that period, and we were the team that won the most home and away games in 2015, clearly fell away in 2016 and started that significant rebuild across the 2017 and 2018 season. So this draft coming up, 2018, will be our third draft at that, and complementary with the trade period. So we want to grow from here. We've had 2 years in a row we've won the 8 games, so 16 wins across the 2 years. We want to build from that, and we'll take anything that comes forward. Anything's possible, and if we can have a good pre-season, then there's no reason why we can't knock on the finals door in season 2019.
Steve, something tells me we're going to be speaking to you again very soon. Not only might the Tim Kelly deal get done by your guys with Geelong, we're told, in the next hour and a half, but this other player you're talking about, we'll be digging around for that one as well. So good luck in the next hour and a half.
Thank you. That one's dependent on a few other deals going a certain way for other clubs. So it's a bit out of our hands, but we're ready to sweep if we can.
Any hints? Gerald will make a couple of phone calls, get it done.
He's a smart man. He'll work it out.
Yeah, we'll work it out. Appreciate your time, Steve. Good luck.
Cheers, gents.